January 8, 1909. The Fruit and the Purpose of Communion. Having received communion at the best moment, I was thinking of how I could cling to Blessed Jesus more than ever. And he said to me, "In order to cling more tightly to me, to the point of dissolving your being in mine, just as I transfuse mine into yours, you must take what is mine in everything, and in everything leave what is yours, in such a way that if you always think of things which are holy, and regard only what is good, and the honor and glory of God, you leave your mind and take the divine. If you speak, if you operate good, and only out of love for God, you leave your mouth and your hands, and you take my mouth and my hands. If you walk along holy and upright paths, you will walk with my own feet. If your heart loves me alone, you will leave your heart and will take mine, and will love me with my own love, and so with all the rest. So, you will be enveloped with all my things, and I with all of yours. Can there be a tighter union than this? If the soul reaches the point of no longer recognizing herself, but the divine being within her, these are the fruits of good communions. And this is the divine purpose in wanting to communicate himself to souls. But how frustrated my love remains, and how few are the fruits that souls gather from this sacrament, to the point that the majority of them remains indifferent and even nauseated by this divine food.